You're with Dwayne's World for robot building supplies. Robots got it. And Bingo Bins. We're going to skip in online with Bingo this summer. Don't forget you can download the podcast anytime you like. Have a listen to the interviews with Andrew Bogut, all the interviews that we've had, all the discussions we've had on the program so far today. Let's go to the phones, though. 1300 736 736 is the number. 1300 736 736. And Anouk in Perth. Welcome to you, Anouk.
Oh, hi, Dwayne. Thanks for taking my call. I want to be a bit controversial, actually, to start with.
Right.
I want to talk about the top eight, who I think is going to be, and I want to get the jump in before pre-season starts. And let me just go through the teams that I think are going to miss this year, if that's all right.
Yep.
Who were in it last year. And the first one, a no-brainer, the Bombers, they're out.
Yep.
Second team, I think, and you might not like this, I think your Cats are out, mate. I don't like the way they finished up last season. And I think with the loss of Kelly, I think they're going to go. I also think the Pies and the Giants
both
out.
Wow. So what don't you like about the Pies?
I don't think they have a sustainable game plan, to be honest. I know they've got a good midfield and they move the ball around semi all right. But it didn't seem like it was sustainable. And they got found out by the Giants. And the Giants, of course, they had a good final series. They played hard footy. But again, I don't think that's sustainable either. I think they were pretty unlucky with injuries. And I think that they've always been unlucky with injuries.
So who comes in?
I like the Hawks coming in.
Yep.
I like the Blues coming in, North Melbourne coming in, and possibly St Kilda or Port Adelaide.
So Carlton had 7 wins last year. It took 12 wins to make the 8. So they'd have to have 5 win better season this year. Essendon only made the finals by 1 win. In essence, they had 12 wins and Hawthorn had 11 and Port Adelaide had 11. So it's not hard to stretch the imagination to Essendon maybe winning one less game. So interesting stuff, Anouk. Thanks for your predictions. If you can give me a call anytime, appreciate your call.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Anouk joining me from Perth. Take a few more of your calls. 1-300-736-736. Keep writing Essendon chances off, you clowns. We don't mind making you all look stupid. Was Carlton and the Pies on today in their pre-season game? I think it's on later on this afternoon, so you'll be able to catch that one later on this afternoon. Speaking of pre-season games, Richmond's intra-club game was at Punt Road earlier this morning. Tom Morris from Fox Sports was there. Welcome to you, Tom. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dwayne. It was a good morning for the Tigers. It's interesting that they won last year's flag, and aside from Brandon Ellis, who's gone to the Gold Coast Suns, and Toby Nankervis, who was on Managed Minutes this morning, he just played a quarter in what was pretty much a B team or a possibles team. They had 20 Premiership Tigers out in the field at their absolute best today. They're looking pretty ominous.
So no one really injured, so they can pick who they like for round one, the way it's travelling at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Camden McIntosh is still coming back from injury. You know, he didn't play today, but he did jog some laps beforehand. And really, they've got Thompson Dow, who's Paddy Dow's brother, who was away sick, but when you go along to these games, a lot of the time you're looking for a central storyline. So Hawthorn, for example, last week was Tom Mitchell, and North Melbourne last Friday afternoon was Mad Jack Dore. But here it's really just, how good are Freo and how good is Richmond and how hard is it to be breaking into this team? They had so many good players on display, and even when 6 of the players who were playing in the bushfire relief game next Friday swap teams, there was another 6 guys that popped up and played some really good footy. It was quite impressive at Punt Road.
They've become a behemoth, Richmond. I'm sure that there was a few fans there watching at Punt Road as well.
Yeah, there actually wasn't too many fans.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly. I don't know. They must have kept it under wraps. It was just a 4-quarter game. I think it was 25-minute quarter. I think the last quarter might have been a bit shorter. But we spoke to Justin Lepich after the game as the assistant coach there, and I think he was pretty happy with the way things went. I think the number one thing with these games is they don't want any injuries. And it was a bit of a scare at one point when Bashar Hooley went down on the opposite side wing, on the Hoddle Street side or the Punt Road side. But he was just winded and he was okay. He played 3 quarters. Trent Cotchin played 3 quarters. And the game actually started with the A team or the probables team having Dustin Martin, Jack Riewoldt and Tom Lynch all playing deep forward, and the rest of the forward line was up on the 50-metre arc. Mm. So that's pretty ominous to think that they could have that trio all playing within a few metres of each other deep in the forward line.
So you were about to go to Icon Park, Carlton and Collingwood playing at Icon Park in about an hour and a half, I understand?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got Josh Gablich as well covering that for foxfooty.com.au. And then tonight, St Kilda and the Hawks playing at Moorabbin. So it's all starting to kick off now. The Tigers, their intra-club, I think it's probably the last intra-club of all the teams. Mm. They've got a game against Collingwood and Wangaratta. And because they missed six players for the bushfire relief game, it means they'll give them a chance to play six more players against the Pies in that game in Wangaratta. And they probably need these opportunities because they've got so many good players. And in round one, they'll have players like Shai Bolton, who'll be right on the cusp. And he was probably best on ground at halftime today. Oleg Markov was really good. And then their ruck situation is interesting as well. I mean, Soldo played some good footy. And I really like the way Mabiel Toll played, especially in the forward half as well. But they seem to just be continuing to produce good players. Jack Ross was really good. And Riley Collier-Dawkins, who didn't play a game last year but wasn't far away, he looks a really likely type as well in the midfield. He spent some time on Dustin Martin. He's a good size, and he keeps a really nice goal from about 40 metres out as well. So they're just blessed with so many options.
And you're never far from breaking news. You got anything breaking, Tom, that we'll be reading a bit about on the Fox Sports website later today?
I'm chasing a few things, Dwayne, but I can't give too much away. But I'm sure as the season heats up, I'll have some more for you.
Have you got a little snippet for this afternoon? You got something bubbling away?
I just got something bubbling up and maybe a couple of little strategic plans that aren't far away from hitting the airwaves. I'll leave it at that.
All right, look forward to it. Tom Morris joining us, Fox Sports reporter. You can read his stuff on the Fox Sports website at the Richmond Interclub match at Punt Road earlier this morning. Carlton and Collingwood practice match at Icon Park starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Jim in Elwood, before we take a break and have some news, welcome to you, Jim.
Hey, how are you, Dwayne?
Good, thank you. What do you got for me?
Well, I think that Port Adelaide, you know, they talk about that they could make the step, and obviously Ken Hinckley talking, but I think they're probably the greatest team on foolscap paper. But it's just whether that team can transcend from the paper onto the actual, I suppose, the fields of Athenae, and whether they can become that can be a multi-faceted hydra. You've got the beards of Dixon, Westhoff, and, you know, maybe, you know, the shoulder of Ollie Wines and people like that. They could be something. And I think the other black and white in Melbourne hopefully can turn around. But there was a very average preliminary final, too defensive. I think West Coast, as you said, with Kelly, he's a strong boy. He'll add something to them, much to upset Geelong. Mm. And, of course, Richmond have got to be up top. And I don't believe anything about St Kilda and Carlton getting their way into the eight. I think Carlton, they're drinking their own bathwater again.
Who do you back for, Jim?
The Magpies, of course.
Go,
Young
Dwayne. Go Magpies. Jim, great to have your call. You can call me anytime, Jim. Always nice to hear your voice on the radio. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Dwayne. Thank you.
Jim, sure. With his top eight thoughts. Take a little break. 1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join me. Jared Rivers is still about 10 minutes away. So if you'd like to join me, Jared Rivers, North Melbourne backline coach, to talk about the return of Mad Jack Dorr. But that's after your calls. And don't forget the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2020 descends on Melbourne March 12 to 15. And you and a friend could win the ultimate money can't buy experience worth almost 10 grand. The prize includes grandstand passes across the 4 days, the F1 driver meet and greet. You get the garage tour. You get the pit lane walk. You get the paddock tour. You get the whole shabam. And if you want to enter, you can enter now at sen.com.au. That's sen.com.au if you want to be a chance to win that massive prize. Thanks to SEN and the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2020, which is on in Melbourne, March 12 to 15. Your calls next, and Jared Rivers on Dwayne's World.